Well, tonight our program stars that wonderful star-studded duo of Saint Germain and Portia, our beloved Knight Commander and his twin flame, and their message is entitled, We Rock the West Coast with Divine Light and Solar Fire. And this was given during the West Coast tour earlier in the year. Actually, the date on this heart stream is February 17th. So just a couple of months ago, very recent. And our host tonight for the program is our own beloved Maria Ramirez from Jacksonville, Florida. So Maria, if you're here, you can unmute yourself now and tell us what you're going to tell us, please.
All righty. Can you hear me?
You bet. Go ahead.
All righty. Well, you know, my name is Maria Ramirez, and I'm your host tonight. And we are honored to hear from our beloved Saint Germain, Knight Commander Saint Germain, who comes to bless us with the infinite light of God. At the end of this class, in about 75 minutes, please stay to find out what is happening in our community and how we can benefit by it. Ask any questions, share any insight and experience, any experiences that you have had. Also, to give us prayer requests for your family and loved ones, or join us in a prayer. And then our mission, we're going to say our mission and vision. Okay, and I will read this to you in a minute, okay? And see if it feels like something you will enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our heart-centered community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teaching and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature. Using solar sciences of the spirit, we radiate light and we live and love as one. And also it's time for the invocation now. So I'm going to send this invocation. And I begin now. In the name of our mighty I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved Saint Germain, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love, raising us higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legion, thank you for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, and spiritually, and electronically too, during our class. And we thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for more love and light, and a desire to obey God. Okay, now we're going to sing together song number 162, One with the Violet Flame. You should have either received this song by mail, or email. As we sing, visualize golden light radiating from out the sun to each of us in our homes, surrounding us with dazzling golden light. All right. Let's hear that song.
Okay, thank you, Maria.
You're welcome. Blessed by the flame, come with Saint Germain, come and hear us with the flame. Blessed by the flame, come with Saint Germain, come and hear us with the flame. Blessed by the flame, come with Saint Germain, come and hear us with the flame. Blessed by the flame, come with Saint Germain, come and hear us with the flame. Thank you. Este baile fluye como el sentimiento, como el hilo suelto. Baile fluye como el baile fluye, blaze now within me. Este baile fluye como el sentimiento, como el hilo suelto. Honor and glory and power be with us forever. We're one with the baile fluye. And heal us and love us and heal us.
Maria, you need to mute yourself, please.
I thought I did. Okay.
We can
Am
hear
I muted?
Singing along. No, we still hear you.
Oh, boy.
Okay, let's see now. All right. Now I'm going to go to the heart stream. Bear with me a moment. And takes a minute for everything to come up. My computer is not real fast, but it works for me. So let's see now. All right, here we go. All right, Saint Germain and Portia, we rock the West Coast with divine light and solar fire. Here we go now.
We rock the West Coast with divine light and solar fire. As we enter your dimensional plane of being and illumine your minds, strengthen your wills, and fortify your hearts for the sacred work that you are engaging in day by day, blessed ones, to bring about this golden crystal age of Aquarius. Each of you is intent on fulfilling your mission. The divine design embroidered within your higher spiritual bodies. You are now accessing through the spiritual practices that you engage in day by day with us. There is a collaboration between heaven and earth that is great now and that is succeeding in its cosmic effects that you see as you delve into the deepest regions of self and access the highest frequencies of your divine nature. Yes, blessed hearts, it is time for you to self-realize who you are in a greater measure, to an anointing of the spirit that comes upon you as you are fused with the God light. And this engenders within you new co-creativity, new empowerments, awakenings, and self-realizations. This process is natural for those initiates who desire to merge with their source. It is, in one sense, anticlimactic for those who are already in that sacred space of unity. And yet for those who are beginning to self-realize more of who they are, this process is truly one that is amazing and somewhat daunting. Have you felt the violet fire burning within you to the extent that you have understood more of what the Aquarian man or woman that you live as is becoming? Have you felt the impulses from the central sun descending into the crucible of your being and deep within your heart to inspire you with this holy purpose to be a self-realized initiate of the sacred fire, even a priest or priestess of the sacred fire of Melchizedek, the Melchizedekian order?
At this time, we're going to have a question. Who is Melchizedek and what is the Melchizedekian order? And Donna, our beloved Donna Dregan is not available tonight. And Judy Greenough, another wonderful heart friend, is pinch hitting for Donna. So Judy, now is your turn to speak. If you press star six and give the answer to the question about Melchizedek, please.
Okay, Melchizedek, priest of the seventh ray. Melchizedek, priest of the Most High God, is an ancient member of the sacred fire priesthood that we know as the Order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek priesthood is very ancient, going back all the way to other star systems. It is the priesthood of the seventh ray, combining the perfect religion and the perfect science. Priests of this order are required to be scientists as well as to perfect the way of the light of God in their temples. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Judy.
Now you're welcome.
We're going to go ahead with the heart stream now.
Have you felt of late something giving birth to within you that moves you into a higher plane of consciousness, whereby you simply must let go of the past? You must abandon the old ways of thinking, feeling, knowing, and doing. And through the quickening process, understand more of what is before you as opportunity to be of greater service to humanity. Yes, I see that each of you is realizing more of this divine dimensional plane of cosmic coexistence with your I am that I am presence. As you study, as you contemplate, as you assimilate, as you become, the process of engagement truly is moving you into this higher field. And it is as if the dawning of this age first occurs deep within your soul and then through every aperture of self. And then, dearest ones, you truly realize with real eyes the divine nature once again, as you experienced it in the onset, the beginning of the star seed identity of your Christic and Buddhic nature. Many souls of light throughout the earth are beginning to understand this co-creative process. They are beginning to realize that there is much, much more to the history of earth with ancient civilizations, and that they may have even originated from another system of worlds far from Earth in the beginning of their evolutionary journey.
I wanted to interject something here. The TV show called Ancient Aliens has information on this, and they've been talking about this for a number of years. A lot of people just kind of poo-pooed it for quite a while or even considered it to be science fiction and stuff. But the more and more we wake up, many people are understanding that, like Saint Germain says, they may have not even originated on this planet. They're from somewhere else. And if you also go on YouTube and look up Ishmael Perez, ISMAELPEREZ, he has all kinds of wonderful videos that talk about the crystal children and star seeds and things like that. And he's very pure-hearted, very straightforward. And if you want to learn more stuff on this topic, that's a good place to go. So you can talk to me later if you have questions about this. We're going to go on with the heart stream now.
Yet we are all here. We are all present and centered in this alchemy of the seventh age. And the opportunity is presented unto each of us to fortify what is within that is of God good, and to enter into this higher anointing process that bespeaks much of the new era, that allows the divine director to magically and cosmically work with us in the spiritual work of the ages.
Now we're going to have question number two, is how have you observed the great awakening in yourself and in the world around you? I have noticed within myself over the last few years, just my level of perception and discernment is growing, is changing. I'm able to tune in to other people's vibrations more readily, tune in to animal life, elemental life, and I also find that over the years my diet has altered. Things that I could eat like 6 or 7 years ago, my body just doesn't tolerate them anymore. I have to be more careful about being sure to consume organic foods, things with as little processing and pesticides and stuff like that in it. And I actually, if we go someplace and I eat something that I'm not used to eating and it isn't real good quality food, it actually can make me ill. So, and that's been kind of a surprise. You know, it may taste good, but my body just can't tolerate it. So that's an interesting experience, interesting change that I've noticed in myself. And I noticed that a lot of people are talking more about topics that they didn't talk about 10 years ago. Things like other worlds, and even more and more people are aware of things like chemtrails and stuff like that. And more people are aware that the pharmaceutical industry is not acting in our best interests. You know, the whole COVID experience has awakened a lot of people to examine things in the world around us with a more discerning eye and be more aware of who we are as children of the light, to stand for truth and justice and honor and reality, and to speak out and not let the fallen ones bamboozle us any longer. So those are some of the things that I have noticed in my own personal life. I'm sure most of you have noticed things too, both in your own life and in the world around you, how things have been changing in the last few years, and seems like time has speeded up quite a bit too, at least from my perception. I noticed that things seem to be moving a lot faster nowadays. So anyway, I'm going to go on with the harp stream now, and we can talk more on this topic later if you like.
It is a great work, dearest ones. It is the summum bonum of all experiences within this earth plane, this spirit matter cosmos, that is coming to conclusion, that is coming to its finality. And yet, because there is so much yet to do and fulfill, each of you called to be a messenger of light is a part of the divine equation of this sacred mandala, this antakarana of light. So what do we offer this day as we rock the west coast of these United States of America to awaken many more souls and to move them into higher planes of awareness? What is the effect of the release of light day after day within the individual soul who has entered this path of light and is so consecrated to the realization and the fulfillment of the divine dream of that one's life purpose and mission? Truly, blessed hearts, it is a time of change. It is a time of divine acceptance where you receive from on high all the essentials that you require to complete your mission. And this is what Portia and I provide as the sacred fire burning and glowing brightly within you day by day as you pray and meditate, fast at times, and allow this transformational process to occur. Because those of you who understand who you are know that it is a natural process and not something foreign or beyond your ability to apprehend and understand. It is, dearest ones, right within the context of your life's experience, in this moment, at this time, very opportune for you to complete and to realize it. Now, angels of the sacred fire gather across the western coast of the United States, Mexico, Central and South America, and all the way into Canada. And there is a pulsation that the divine director working with me, working with us now emanates. And this pulsation is a call to action, a call to higher consciousness, a call to divine beingness, from deep within the souls of each soul embodied upon earth in this region. And this is the stimulation within of higher ampules of light within the cellular structure of each one's body temple. These impulses will result in transformational change accelerated at the Aquarian level, which for many of these souls is 7 to 12 levels above where they are in consciousness now. Gradually, they will feel the necessity to change, to improve, and to have the fructification within them of the light and the light engrams that have been seated there by God long, long ago, which have remained dormant, often for decades and centuries, and even for some millennia.
My grandfather on my father's side was a Methodist minister, and one of the little quips he would say from time to time is, many are called, but few are chosen. Those that are chosen are the ones that answer the call. So when we feel that call to move up higher, like they're talking about, where Saint Germain says, move 7 to 12 levels above where you are in consciousness. That's just an amazing thing to try to wrap your mind around. So, but we just have to surrender to that and accept it and reach for it and trust that God will take us where we need to go. I'm going to continue now with the heart stream.
Well, no more, blessed ones. These seeds of light are sprouting within them, stimulated by this action of sacred fire. These seeds of light will impel them, each one, to understand the nature of light, the nature of beingness, the nature of God within. And as these light engrams glow with a new radiance, there will be the collaboration with many others, as you have even seen recently at this Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo, where some of the dearest, most beloved, and sweet of souls are now joining you in these alchemies, for they feel the authenticity of what you have been engaged in now for decades, dearest ones. And it is as if old friends whom you have known in past incarnations, going back to Atlantis and even Lemuria, and even before that, are coming into focus for you. You love them with all your heart. You serve them with all your being. And you understand that in one sense, you have always been one family of light, one community of divine love. Now the greater community of light workers, light bearers, light sharers is awakening to this alchemy, is feeling the new moisture of heaven's dew as it descends into the earth to refresh all life. Yes, it is as if you just pushed that refresh button on your computer. Yet this is on behalf of all of humanity. And the refreshment is the recalibration of light within the soul of every man, woman, and child, all elementals, all nature spirits, every being. And this recalibration is the onset of the age of Aquarius. It is the beginning, the new dawn of a solar civilization. And as you participate with it through your spiritual practices, this light will grow within you. This light will glow within you. And the anointing continues day by day as the Holy Spirit continues this action, this pulsation of sacred fire. And you will not be bereft, dearest ones, of what you require. You will have that abundance and that abundant light that is essential to the fulfillment of your mission. You will have the relationships that you both desire and require. We have the most beloved of individuals right within your embrace, your home, and your mission. Because you require this divine friendship with true heart friends of old and heart friends anew. You require this or that. Well, it is yours simply for the asking. Do you believe in the words of Jesus? Ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door shall be opened.
Yes.
Then do it, dearest ones. And like Nike, soar to the sun on wings of Mercurian light. Soar to the stars to feel the authenticity of their cosmic pulsations that you are now understanding even while embodied upon earth. Yes, you came from the stars and you will return to the stars. Yet first you must become that star by your light of cosmic joy and radiance. You see the opposition to our coming, through the direct attack on this messenger of light, his voice box. Yet we will not be stultified. We will not bow to the Dark One's underworld work. It has no power over the final and complete victory that we see within our mind's eye occurring across the earth, within thousands and eventually millions of souls who are part of this great procession of light. Yes, blessed hearts, it is time for a new wave, a new cosmic wave of authentic divine love to manifest in all dimensional planes of being, unifying souls of all nations, all cultures, all peoples in the grand divine scheme of cosmic liberation and the ascension. These visuals that have been created on your behalf by souls of light who have the skill sets to provide them are great in what you can manifest. Yet, dearest ones, each of you also has the ability to visualize amazing alchemical matrices, sending forth into the universe engrams of light that coalesce around that ideation, that divine heart or thought form, and then alchemize in that sacred moment what you project within your mind's eye into the ethers. I have taught of alchemy for a long, long time, and it is about time, dearest ones, that each of you take these alchemical formulas to heart and utilize them on a daily basis to create amazing realities, first in the etheric plane and then drawing them to the mental, the emotional, into the physical plane as they are self-realized through your sacred work and activity. By every event that we are engaged in with various initiates is an alchemical formula itself. And these formulas that you sometimes see in images painted of me in the atmosphere beside or next to me are indicative of what is the cosmic proliferation of the word within this world that you live within. These symbols as formulas and engrams are sacred. And when you understand them and you use them through your voice and you coalesce the logoic light through your words into this dimensional plane, it is a great and powerful directive that manifests like lightning into this plane and truly does move worlds and move mountains, blessed hearts. So the pulsation will continue for 72 hours from this moment. And you may see in certain areas, even the movement of the tectonic plates again, as you felt it recently at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo on that first Friday. Yes, you will see angels in the atmosphere coalesced in the clouds, as some saw even yesterday afternoon before David's presentation. You will see symbols here and there in your meditation practice. And ask and you shall receive the interpretation of those symbols that are meant for you personally to be more enlightened and understanding of the divine design that is being objectified and outpictured within this world. Dearest ones, I remind you of who you are as God, men, and women, as beloved ones of the Eternal Father, Mother, who lives, moves, and has his, her being within your own hearts in the beautiful threefold flame of love, wisdom, and power glowing deep within your heart. When you feel that connection, when you feel that resonance, when you feel that divine synchronicity of you caught up into the divine worlds in your higher awareness, and you feel it being drawn into this world, your conscious presence, your attentiveness, And so there is a great joy field created in and around you, and those coming into your presence understand what true holiness and beauty and harmony is. Meditate upon any virtue or divine concept, any God quality, and it shall be yours through your association with it, your acceptance of it, your realization through your spiritual disciplines and practices. Yes, virtue is supreme. And the angels who are called virtues definitely desire for you to call to them to embody their essence within your life, within your temple of light.
And now, Maria Ramirez will tell about what are the angels of virtues and what do they do. Maria, go ahead and unmute and answer the question. Maria, we don't hear you yet.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm working with a new phone here, Joanne's phone. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So the question is, what are the angels of virtue and what do they do? Well, angels of virtues are just that. They are angels that are specialists in a virtue or divine concept of any of God's qualities. There are many virtues and there are many angels, all waiting for you to call upon them, for they love to share very joyfully what they know of the virtue that they have embodied. To these angels, virtue is supreme. Their definitely desire for you to call them and ask them to share their particular virtue. For instance, you could meditate on the angel of compassion. When you do this, you feel the love, that compassion, as these angels overshine you, fill you with their love, their virtues, their kindness, their charity, and holiness. Just as you had become that angel yourself, you will see life and people in a different way. Like the angel, your eyes will shine with kindness. Your aura becomes like theirs, understanding life, seeing people, holy and divine. Also, every virtue have an angel. We could call upon them to embody their virtue, to do your holy work of alchemy, or at any given time to fulfill a task or work of mercy. If you have trouble forgiving someone, call upon the angel of forgiveness. Miracles could easily happen. For any issues or problems you could experience in life, we could call and they will answer. For example, I'm sure you have had experience in life where you felt angels of virtue have worked with you, even when you did not even know it. When I worked as a nurse, I felt the need of the patients I work with, and I felt compassionate love, kindness, and many virtues that made me work easy, that make my work easy, and I did not know where these feelings were coming from. But I felt a change in me, and that also helped me in my work and also made my patients feel like the comfort, the peace, the love that I share through my work. Now I know where these angels came from and that surrounded me to do my work of mercy. I didn't know that before. And I just thought, you know, that you call and they answer, but they're around. They're definitely around. And one thing I want to share is that in this morning's broadcast, we did a rosary, which I'm very fond of, of the Eightfold Virtues of the Buddha. And the virtues, there are eight, and loving kindness, loving understanding, loving charity, loving empathy, loving gratitude, loving forgiveness, loving mercy, and loving compassion. And it is a beautiful rosary. If you don't know it, you know, the Heart Center will be happy to get you a book or something. You know, you could buy at the bookstore. Anyhow, like I said, there are many virtues and there are many, many, many angels all waiting for you to call them. So the angels of virtue will shine will help you shine with virtue, health and life. All of these things are magical. So get with it. And loving kindness, loving understanding, loving charity, loving empathy, loving gratitude, loving forgiveness, loving mercy, and loving compassion. Embody them all and more. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. That was great. Okay, now we'll continue with the heart stream.
Just for an example, meditating on the virtue of compassion brings that authentic love, charity, kindness, and holiness front and center into your auric field, and then engenders so much beauty, harmony, and peace. What you say, how you say it, how you look upon people with clear eyes and a deep respect and reverence, how you comport yourself in your daily affairs, walking gently upon the earth as the native peoples often do, understanding their connection with the Earth Mother and all elemental and sentient beings within the nature kingdom. Imagine the words of that song, imagine being realized by all peoples upon the earth, with no disrespect toward others, with full cosmic acceptance of every life form as a part of self and you as a part of every other being. Yes, blessed ones, the unity field is a reality for those who acknowledge it and then choose to live within it. Yet it requires acknowledgement, acceptance for that unity field to actually dawn within your life and world, and for you to then sustain it day by day. And it is this acceptance and acknowledgement that is crucial to the fulfillment of the golden crystal age of Aquarius in your midst. Daily acknowledgement and acceptance of God's eternal presence in your life is a must for initiates. Daily understanding through studying true teachings and the living word, through any point of reference that is blessed by us, is one of the most important things that you can engage in besides your daily sacred labor and loving one another as you love God with your whole heart, mind, strength, and soul.
And now we'll have question number 4. What is the unity field that Saint Germain is talking about, and how can we sustain it? And our own Nancy Locke will answer this question. Nancy, if you'll unmute and go ahead now.
Can you hear me now?
You bet.
Great. Okay. So the unity field and how we can sustain it. So the unity field, as I see it and as I understood from the heart stream, is for all of us to have a full cosmic and loving acceptance of everyone else on earth. So when we emanate that acceptance and love for everyone, we create a unity field. All people being respected for who they are, seeing the God within everyone, seeing everyone emanating their God self, This is something that we can all focus on and practice. Many of us need practice, including myself, to see all and everyone as one, as brothers and sisters, living in peace and harmony on planet Earth. We certainly are being challenged these days with seeing what's going on in the world, that we really require many, many light workers on Earth to focus on the unity field of everyone living in peace and harmony and seeing that and holding that vision. And Saint Germain says that sustaining these thoughts and the pulsations within our being is really what is required to bring about the golden crystal age of Aquarius. That's what I've got for that answer. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Now we're going to go on with the heart stream.
Study to show thyself approved unto God. Yet though you are already approved by God, it is like a new divine approval where you prove the law of the teaching that you are studying within your active conscious life, your practical application, you see. It is one thing to study, 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 go here, go there, take all sorts of courses. It is another to become at teaching that course, self-realized through the Gnostic personal experience of your becoming it consciously. I have spoken many words, and yet all of these are part of the one Logos, the cosmic word of the Son of God, who blesses all life this day through each of us as we choose to live in that authentic love field of light. As you collaborate with one another to accomplish both your individual and collective missions, I, with Portia, will be there to assist you if you call upon the Lord and call upon us. I will be there to alchemize your projects, your initiatives, your co-creative works of the Spirit. I will be there to give you guidance at any time and any place that you so require it. If you simply enter the stillness for a moment, call upon me and ask the question with reverence, and then listen deeply for the response of people than you. Is there anything else that I can offer you, blessed ones, save my entire spirit of love for humanity, the love I carry for each individual soul embodied upon earth at this time? The work of the Spirit is a great work, and it requires a cosmic action of collaborative and cooperative love and understanding. And this, I believe, that you each has the ability to have fulfilled through what you do daily on behalf of the Lord God. Now the Elohim also stand forth to safeguard the earth in all spheres and dimensions of being. Arcturus and Victoria, as well as Hercules and Amazonia, stand upon the mountaintops of the world, sending forth the violet and the blue rays to coalesce light in every dimension among all peoples, for their protection and their joy, their illumination and their victory. So be it in the I Am name. Now, precious hearts, as you take a little respite, a little intermission of this morning service, look upon each other as I look upon you, with sweet regard and tender loving care. Learn of each other Let me ask some questions that will allow you to know your holy brother or sister. In this divine acquaintance and fellowship, you will feel a powerful connection between each one of you with the other. And there will be sustained the glorious community of the Holy Spirit through these holy divine friendships with good friends. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating, even in some new things that may be a little strange to you, yet which will, over time, be a natural and good to know. I am Saint Germain with Portia, loving you unto the fulfillment of your holy purpose. Always joyful, always respectful, always wise in the ways of heaven, in all you are embodied. Thank you, and God bless you.
Now that is the end of our heart stream from Saint Germain and Portia.